So what part of the country you? Oh, you're in North Carolina. That's right.
Yes, the hillbilly state.
Yeah, there you go. Well, we covered a neat area tonight. We talked about the how to handle judges and a little bit about IRS and IRS agents and writing letters and so forth. What kind of background do you have and knowledge about, say, mortgage?
Well, first, before we get to that, you got what is the definition of a mortgage? You know what the definition of a mortgage is?
Dead. Something about death.
Well, it is. The prefix M-O-R-T or M-O-R, it means debt. What the mortgage means is a debt pledge. It's based on the theory of Mortmain, M-O-R-T-M-A-I-N. And what that says, that when you sign that deed of trust or mortgage, that you are, that where the theory of the debt hand comes in, or the theory of Mortmain, or the doctrine of Mortmain steps in, is that if you do not live up to the agreements and stipulations, then the deed is now dead. That means that you're now allowing the trustee, whoever that is in this case, an attorney to come in there and do initiate foreclosure proceedings. That's what that means.
Uh-huh. Okay, and so the people that are getting foreclosed, is there a remedy for them? Is there really a remedy?
It's what they're not doing before the foreclosure starts in, because they got to give themselves time. What I'm having, I'm finding people around the country that are contacting me. They're already in the late stages, almost like being in the late stages of cancer. It's too damn late. But if you are, the main thing I would recommend is that you have to keep your, whatever you want to call this, mortgage payments recent, or keep it current and in good standing right now. That's going to give you a better chance to come back at them. And one of the things to do is to send the mortgage company, wherever this is, a qualified written request. You give them 10 days to answer. And if failure to do that, you can give a default or a fault letter. And if they don't do that, you're going to record these documents in the public recorder's office. That's going to be your records. In the meantime, you can contact the company and tell them that they are in default. They do not answer. Say if you have 36 stipulations on your qualified written request, they don't answer. If they miss one of them, this does no good. You can tell them that you are now in default, that the mortgage payments will be paid, but now it will be held in escrow. Are we going to do anything about that? No. So
right.
They don't try to come back and still try to foreclose, but how can they do that if you have evidence on the record that now the money that's, instead of going to them, is in escrow? So they technically cannot come after you for foreclosure.
I see.
Or better yet, I would do is, here's another thing, a tricky thing I just thought about the other day. Suppose you have a property down in Florida, and the trustee, who is an attorney in most cases, let's say through Bank of America, you got a property in Broward County, and the attorney lives about maybe 5 or 10 miles from where you're at. You mail a letter to the mortgage, the mortgage company, and tell them that they're in default. Now, what you're going to do is that you're going to have the trustee come to the house every 15th of the month, and you're going to pay them cash and actually get a receipt of acknowledgement that that is paid. The bank's going to blow up on that, because what they just did, they just accepted cash from you, Chris. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I think so.
And what they're doing, the banks want you to send them an EFT or a check or money order. We don't have no idea where that money's going, but on the backside, if you force them to say, here's some money, here's cash, you bring a flunky trustee over to the house, I'm going to give him the cash, and then he can do whatever he wants. He's going to make him responsible. He's going to be the third party to mail the money to the mortgage company. And in the meantime, he's going to give you a receipt. It's going to expose
right.
The whole damn fraud. Because now you're on a cash basis.
Huh. And what if they demand a check? Because I know some
they
places...
have no they have no authority. Because are you familiar with what is called a cognovit note?
No.
Cognovit note, C-O-G-N-O-V-I-T. You got to look at that. You got to read the first 5 to 6 pages of your mortgage. There's a cognova note, and what a cognova note is, it's a clause in the deed of trust or the mortgage deed that allowed that what you did when you signed that document, you waived liability on the bank. That's what it got you. Nobody knows that.
Oh, wow. Okay, we're coming up for a break, and we'll be right back, and we're talking to Russell Thompson of knowledge coming out. All right, thank you very much. Hold on. And she shifts the gears.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
All right, welcome back. We're on the show with Russell Thompson, and I would like to ask people to take a look at a website that I'm a part of. It's wakeupamerica.com, .biz. /liberty, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y. And please don't sign up or sign in to anything. Just look at the videos and get the information. We're launching Tuesday at 12 o'clock. That's what I said last week, and we haven't launched yet. But we expect to now in full force, Tuesday at 12. That's wakeupamerica.biz/liberty. And because we need to educate the people and we need to do massive ads. In fact, Russell, you're aware that for 140 years, now I know there's no difference between Democrat and Republican, so I know that's irrelevant, but still the fact that for 140 years, the state of North Carolina was Democrat, House and Senate. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And then through Wake Up America and its advertising, it completely flipped in 2010 to Republican. And because of advertising and letting the people know what's going on in what we call government. And they're really not a government. To me, they're just a gang of thieves. And that, and rulers that want to be rulers, and unless the people understand and know where they are and who they are and what to do, they're just going to take reign, and we need to push them back and take control of our lives instead of letting them control our lives. I mean, we're talking about GMO. We're talking about, you know, how they're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our minds. They're poisoning everything that's out there that God ever created, and we're letting them do it. So we need to wake up, America. Okay, Russell, we were talking about mortgages, and you brought up some good points, and I'd like to have you repeat that one word you started to spell, and I didn't get it full, the C-O-G?
C-O-G-N-O-V-I-T.
Okay.
Cognovit note. Cognovit note.
Okay.
What that is, that's a clause.
What is that again?
It is a clause. You find that on the first five pages. It's a clause. You got to read carefully. You look at the document. There's a Cognovit note. And somewhere, if you got to be careful when you read it, it says that you are now exonerating the bank, that you are now waiving liability. You know, what you're doing, that you are assuming all the risk, and you're letting them, what you're doing, that you're relieving them of the liability of what they're doing to you. That's what you're doing.
Ah.
But now, can you reverse that and tell them that you can actually change the stipulation on the document? Yes, you can, because first of all, they did not give you full disclosure. When you went to closing, when you were in the loaning process, did anybody from the bank agency sit down with you and discuss page by page, sentence by sentence, paragraph by paragraph, clause by clause, what that meant? So therefore, is it indeed a contract?
But don't they say you ought to have an attorney go over this?
They didn't. When you went to closing, there was one, but they did not go over it. They did not go over what they know what they're doing. Is that a contract?
Yeah.
No, it is not.
A contract.
No, it is not. It's not a contract.
It isn't.
No. Did you look at the elements of a legally binding contract? Did you look at the definition of the four areas of where it has to be a legally binding contract? I don't remember a few of them, but it's not a contract.
One of them has got to be a full disclosure.
Okay, what else?
There's got to be a meeting of the mind.
Yes.
And there's got to be a promise.
Oh, no, it has to be a promise. They have to have an offer and acceptance. What are they offering you, and what are you accepting, Chris?
Right. Well,
okay. Another thing is, did you look at the lawful consideration of the mortgage deed? There isn't any. What is meant by consideration?
Well, money, I guess, right?
No, it is not. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It ain't got nothing to do with money. That's what people are getting fooled. It's not had to do with money. Look at the word consideration again.
Tell me.
Consideration means that whatever has been exchanged, what was the purpose of the contract being written in the first place if they had nothing to give you? If they gave you, they promised you that they gave you Federal Reserve notes. Where did the funds originate from, Chris?
Well, it originated from my promissory note.
No, it did not.
It did?
I'll think about that again. I don't know about that.
You mean when I do a promissory note, that doesn't create the money for the mortgage?
Well, I'm going to ask you this. How can you say that's true? If say that I get you get a tax bill, say a property tax bill from Florida down there, and you write them out a promissory note, what do you think they're going to do with that?
They're going to ignore it.
That's right. What do you think that, why would you say that when you signed a promissory note, when you signed a promissory note, that was not a promissory note, but you look at the back of it, there's nothing on there. They gave you a phony one. They got the other one. How come they didn't record that at the county recorder's office like you're supposed to with all the other instruments? Uh-oh, I see a mistake.
Yeah, I guess.
Did they file and record the original promissory note, Chris? You better go back down to the courthouse and look at it. It ain't there, my friend. Uh-oh.
And they never can produce the original promissory.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. As the people, and then they talk about securitization. Why would you talk about securitization if you haven't seen securitization process done? Why would you go in and argue that? You're peeing up a tree there when you do that.
That's interesting.
Or securitized. What do you mean securitized? I don't argue that.
Huh. Okay. We Russell, we have a caller, Craig from California. Are you there?
Yeah, hey there, Chris. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, just to expand on that Cognovit note, if you go back to, like, the 13th century and you look at the the lord of the manor, the duke, or whoever it is that owns the land, they, in mortgages, when they gave their head serf a plot of land to work, they would do the cognovit instrument, and the cognovit instrument, it's my understanding that means that it's a confession, and so you're, so they don't really have to have a judicial process to foreclose. And in the deed of trust, even today, just like your guest has been talking about, there's also a word in there in the deed of trust called seizing. And yes. So when the head serf dies, they would seize it back from his family and then transfer it to the next head serf.
Yes.
So basically, because I was in a police station one day, I had to, somebody stole my identity through some sort of prison phone system, and I got this, you know, $1,000 phone bill. And so I was in the cop shop making a complaint, because otherwise the Pacific Bell or whatever the phone company was wouldn't accept my explanation of, you know, I have no idea how these phone calls are happening, because my phone would ring once and I'd pick it up and there would be nobody there. And they figured out a way to go through my phone line and use it as an exchange to call all over the country. But anyway, I mentioned this to the deputy and he goes, "Oh, interesting. He's actually a decent fellow." And so he looked it up and he goes, "Oh, wow, didn't know that." And, you know, so it's basically when you sign the mortgage note and the promissory note, you're confessing in advance. And then, on the mortgage package itself, when you sign the two documents, the mortgage note, the promissory note, and then you initial like 15 other documents, and amongst them is something called, assignment of marketable securities. And I've had many mortgages in my life. I've borrowed, you know, a lot of money from banks. And, you know, I had no idea that I was assigning them the rights to securitize anything. And just like your guest is saying, they don't fully disclose anything. And they kind of, you know, eat around the edges of it, but they never really get the client to the point of understanding anything. So that's the problem we have in this country is, you know, most people don't understand the words they use in court. And so unless you study definitions for 5 years, you're not going to know what the language is. It's like they're going in there speaking Greek. And then if you don't know what the rules are, then you're equally at another disadvantage. But anyway, love the show, and I'll call back in on the other line and listen some more.
Well, thank you, Craig, it was good information. The Craig is a good friend of mine over the years, and we bounced things back and forth, and we learned a lot from each other. And so that's interesting. You know, the other thing I find interesting is that you find in all mortgage contracts now, I believe, is that you waive your right to notary protest. You know, in other words, they don't have to keep writing you and then get a notary to, you know, to do a protest in the background, so forth. And, which in many contracts now you see that. And that's something to watch out for too, although it means little, but it's just another trick. The biggest trick, though, is what I don't like is they do it in small print, and they make the font light, where it's really a strain to sit there and read it, even if you wanted to read all 15 pages. So, but repeat, Russell, about the promissory note, because I'm not sure if I really grasp what you're saying. Now, the promissory note, you're saying there's nothing, there's no writing on the back of it. Is that what you're saying?
There's something on the original promissory note. There's an endorsement on the back. What you're looking at, and they give you what is called a promissory note, is blank on that back side. But where is the original one at?
Okay, we're coming up for a break, and we're having some good conversation here. So be back in right after the break.
But she don't mind climbing in on mine, 'cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
You flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over. Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Okay, we're back. We're back from the break, and we're on with Russell Thompson. And before we get started, we have a caller on the line. Lou, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, gentlemen. I'm good. Got a question, because obviously your guest is an expert on words. And so I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read what this article says. Heritage Middle School student in police custody after threatening school personnel in a letter. The article goes on to say a girl, or actually it says an 11-year-old Heritage School middle student is in police custody after she admitted to writing a threatening letter which targeted school personnel and authorities. The girl was charged with delinquency by civil rights intimidation. The last time I checked the Webster's Dictionary, delinquency meant that you were late on a payment. I do not understand this charge. As I did my own personal investigation on this story, this was not a letter. It was a note. It was something that you know, she could have written in her diary, and she dropped it, and it was turned into the office. But this charge is absolutely ridiculous. I've never heard of such things.
Well, I'm not sure what to say about it. What say if you, Russell?
There's a couple things you can do. You got to look at the case, and I'd like to find out who was the person, the third party, who actually wrote the complaint, and has there been an affidavit of probable cause at all? Is there any witnesses with firsthand knowledge and competence to testify? Absolutely not. You bring this case to a screeching halt right now. You want to demand discovery right now, because if they're going to go with a criminal, if they don't give you all the documents for discovery, they're now what is called Brady violation. Another thing you mentioned, the word civil rights. You know what a civil right is?
I don't know anymore because they keep changing the language.
Well, to me, the civil rights is, like I say, Chris said something earlier, it's an oxymoron. How in the hell could you accept rights from people that have never been civil to you? So how in the hell could you get civil rights?
And, you know, there's no way that I can get to this little girl. I don't know, you know, they won't give me any information.
Okay,
but, is just ridiculous.
Are they going to take you? How old is this girl?
She's 11.
She's 11 years old. What do the school, what do they plan on doing with that, with her?
Oh, they've arrested her.
They put her in jail?
They sweep the school not once but twice for weapons. And it came out that, oh, no, there were no weapons, and she had no access to weapons.
Okay, here's what you got to do. You got to go down there and go down to the court, and to the police station. You want to get a certified copy of the police report. So that's the first thing. You got to attach places to people and things. You got to go down and get the information first from them to find out who was the guys that were people behind all this, and I would file a complaint against them for unlawful incarceration. Because, first of all, when they charged this girl of something, they indicted, who was the person who made the indictment?
From my understanding, it was the school that called the police, and Blount County Sheriff's Office came out and arrested the child.
Okay, but that's the school did not call somebody in the school that thought that they saw a crime being committed or so. I'm going to try to find out who was that person who initiated the call to the police. That's what I'm trying to find out who that is.
Right.
What he's saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, the school can't call. The school is a building. It's got to be a living being.
If the child had turned it in to someone, or, you know, had taken it to the office herself, it would be one thing. But it was just dropped in the hallway. I mean, this could affect every child in my community, because if you write something in a diary and somebody picks up your diary and they read it and it's not such a nice note, and understand, we're talking about a sixth grader.
Is she going to go to court for this?
Yeah, as it looks like, she's supposed to be arraigned. This happened on Thursday, so according to the article, it's 72 hours.
What is her parents doing? What is her parents doing?
I have no idea. I don't know this child at all. It was just, I saw this, and I was just insanely curious what this charge could possibly be. Now, there's no access because she's a minor that I can even contact these parents and say, you know what, you have rights.
Yeah,
whatever this girl does, I don't know with the parents, but they're going to try to make her sign something. You sign nothing at all. You sign nothing.
Well, unfortunately, it's too bad you don't know her or anything like this.
You don't sign anything.
It's just another sad story going on in this country. All right.
Yeah, I just hope that I can get this message out. Just, you know, make sure that you teach your children. If you do write something down, you make sure that you keep it on yourself at all times, and be very careful where and what you say, because it can and will be held against you.
Yeah. Well, and that's true. I mean, you know, you got a freedom of speech as long as you didn't damage anybody. Who cares? But, you know, I mean, it might be mad. It might be something she would like to do, but that's only in thought. So, and you have a right to think, whether it's good or bad. You have a right.
And you're setting up a precedent.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Blue. Is there any other last comment?
You rock, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Information tonight.
All right. We have a break. It's going to be coming up in a minute, and we have a caller waiting. And Jeff, we'll get to you as soon as we're back on the air. We're with Russ Thompson.
That handle sticks on the passenger side, but she don't mind climbing in on mine, cause that's where she rides. I work the clutch and she shifts the gears.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The 5 self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We're coming back, and we're with Russell Thompson out of North Carolina. And Russell, before I'm going to bring a caller on, but before we leave, I want to know for mortgage people, what would they do now to get a mortgage? But before you answer that question, Jeff, are you still on?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Jeff, what would you like to say?
Well, I got a whole mess of stuff going on, and I don't know if there's any kind of way. I don't want to take up the whole call, but if there's any way I can get in contact with Russell offline, but I'd be interested in that.
Okay.
But I'm glad you said that, because
I wanted to ask Russell. Russell, if somebody wanted to contact you, how would they get a hold of you?
They can't because I'm in the heavens with Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot be touched, Chris.
All right. Well, if they were to get on their knees and pray, what address?
What I'd do, Chris, I'm going to give that phone number to you on your email. I prefer not to get over the airways right now because I'm getting kind of a little bugged by people calling me. I don't mind this gentleman calling me, but I can give you the number.
Okay. All right. You do that, and if somebody wants to email me, they can go to AmericanLiberties.LLC@gmail.com. That's AmericanLiberties, T-I-E-S, .LLC@gmail.com.
and put in the subject RBN. And so I know it came from the show. So, okay. Jeff, okay. Is there anything you wanted to say, or are you fine?
My major concern right now is this, is that I was arrested about 10 days ago, 15 days ago. Deputy Sheriff didn't see him stop me. And he had his lights on, apparently. He had his lights on for some time, didn't see him. He turned his siren on. Basically, at that particular point in time, I'm driving down a private country road, a real small road, and put my four-way hazards on just to let them know that I was going to attempt to pull over to a safe place. And basically, he hops out with a weapon and says, "You're under arrest." And basically, I'm trying to tell him that, you know, listen, I have a three-year-old in the car, you know, so forth and so on. And he told me to get out the vehicle. If he didn't, he was going to tase me, and made some threatening gestures. And basically, at that particular point in time, I'm trying to tell him, you know, he's scaring my daughter, so forth and so on. Long story short, he threatened me with the weapon. I rolled up my window, and I drove down my driveway. At this particular point in time, I'm home. And got my daughter out the vehicle, took her in the house, gave her to my wife. And so basically, next thing we know, he's got a fully automatic weapon trained on the house, on my wife. I called 911, asked for a supervisor. They told me that one was coming, but I needed to surrender. And so basically, our whole community at this particular point in time is there. We got video rolling. I was arrested for a seatbelt violation, registration, no registration, which we have a U.S. DOT number clearly marked private.
Oh, now this guy's speaking my language. Now I understand what he's doing.
Yes, sir. No private vehicle, not private vehicle, but private property, non-commercial, and for private use only. And clearly marked on the vehicle, Bethiah Ministry. It's a ministry vehicle.
Yeah.
And so basically I was arrested for no expired or no registration title, fleeing, attempting to elude police officers, reckless driving.
Yeah.
New resident must register in Georgia within 30 days, obstructing or hindering a law enforcement officer. I was held. I refused to give them fingerprints, photograph. They handcuffed me in a cell for 40 hours. They refused to give me basically immunities, toilet paper.
Cruel, unusual punishment, folks. Cruel, unusual punishment. Get them on that.
Yep, absolutely.
False imprisonment.
So basically, they caused us to put one of our properties up for bail. I had $7,000 bail for a seatbelt violation, which they started stacking crack stuff on. Property is not in my name. It's in my ministry's name.
Yep.
The ministry clearly has certain things in the bylaws that we don't consent to contract. And basically, I think this is retribution because they tried to come on the property to serve my wife with a debt collector's summons.
Mm-hmm.
We told them we don't consent. They dropped it on the paper, on the ground, sent it back to the sheriff, told them we don't consent to contract with you. I have several documents filed in the county recorder. One of them, Declaration of Peace, Declaration of Independence, denial, corporate identity, as well as my affidavit of ID and right to travel, lawful traffic stop notice. All of these things are in there. So basically, we had to post bond on the property for $7,000, which I sat here. I did a refuse for cause and fraudulent statutes. Threat, duress, coercion, the whole nine yards. My question is, basically, I haven't got anything from the court yet. What advice can you give me? And I heard some of the things about the stuff that's in the county recorder, which I have a lot of stuff in the county. And this is the same sheriff that the county that arrested me. So advice on where I should go and what I should do from here at this particular point in time.
Is this a criminal or civil matter?
I'm in Georgia. All of this crap is criminal.
All right. Did you file a? Okay, you got to get some things to file right now. When's the next time you go to court?
I haven't gotten anything from them yet.
Okay, but you got to strike first. And one of the things I would do is you got to do a. You got some documents ahead of you. I helped a guy in Ohio. We did four documents. One of them, which the one that really upset the most, was the motion for more definite statement. And what that is, that you're in Georgia, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, do you know what the state of Georgia is?
It's not where I live.
Okay, but I'll be more specific. The reason I'm not trying to be funny with you, but do you know what the state of Georgia is? Do you know what that is? What's your definition of that?
State of Georgia, from what I can see, it's a debt prison type system.
Well, I don't know about that. See, I don't go into that. I know you're right, but what it is, it doesn't exist. As I explained earlier, it doesn't exist. State of Georgia does not exist. It cannot exist because the state is a proper noun. It's a noun that it's a person, place, or thing. The word of is a preposition belonging to. My question to you is, what state do you know of that's in possession of Georgia? It doesn't exist. So, therefore, the charge can't stick. So, what you got to do is you got to get a motion for a more definite statement by saying such as, here comes now the alleged defendant in the above-titled caption case. We're filing a motion for a more definite statement. The alleged defendant is unable to frame a responsive answer until the prosecuting attorney makes a lawful and legal determination to with the legal and lawful status of the plaintiff, which is the state of Georgia. You're not going to be able to answer that. You sure I'm going with this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he's not going to be able to do that because the state of Georgia has not been injured. They're going to say state of Georgia versus U.S. nonsense. It's a fiction. They can't come at you with a fiction. You got to do a motion to dismiss, and you got to do a motion for bill of particulars to ask him in particularities the elements of the crime. Did the officer have an affidavit of probable cause? No, he did not. You got to attack him on that. What evidence do they have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt under penalty of perjury that this man saw you commit a crime? Now you're going to get this guy. You're probably going to end up winning this case because you're going to throw so much crap at them, they're not going to be able to win this case. It's nonsense. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you got USDOT plates?
Yes, sir. Stickers on both sides of the door U.S. Department of Transportation. And we're looking at this private car.
Okay,
do you
have a plate on the back of your car?
We do have a state plate. That state plate was not registered.
All right. Okay. Now, okay. You do. Okay. Okay. You have. Okay. Did you on your car at that time? Where was your USDOT plate at? Where was it located?
It's on both sides of the door, like it's supposed to, under that coat.
Okay, but okay. Why isn't it on the back of the car?
Because it's not required. If you want to go there, I got stopped in South Carolina with the van that has not only three stickers on it and a DOT plate on the back.
Okay.
And the cop, South Carolina, took the plate off the back of the van, and we had to drive from South Carolina back to Georgia with no plate on the back of our vehicle. I'm concerned about the Georgia thing only because of the fact that you know, this is where I live. The rest of them, they can suck eggs. That's why I really want to talk to you because I have a whole mess of stuff that's going on.
Okay, let me interrupt. Yeah, email me and you guys can have this conversation. And I'd like to keep up to date on this. This is going to be interesting. And,
yeah, it's American Liberties.
Yeah, American Liberties.
L-I-B. Spell that for me.
Huh?
Spell the Liberty thing for me.
LIBERTIES.LLC
@gmail.com.
And,
okay.
And provide your name and phone number too in case, I'd like to call you maybe and follow up later.
My name is Pastor Pennington.
Yeah. What Pastor Pennington should have done, he should have notified the Georgia Department of Motor Vehicles that your car is a private car slash item. But that's what it did in North Carolina. You got to let them know by construction. No, that's what you got to do. That's why they're coming after you.
I did that. They refused to answer me.
Did you, when you mailed them letters, did you do it by certified mail?
Yes, sir. Sir, Russell, basically, we're from Pennsylvania. We just moved down to Georgia.
Yeah.
I sent PennDOT a letter certified, return titles, License plate, the only license plate I didn't return is the one that was on the Jeep that I was driving at that time. Title certified, the driver's license, I sent all of that back, canceled, certified, and certain information that Rod Class had outlined in his paperwork, sent it back certified, and they have refused to reply, and they continue to put stuff out. When the cop called in, because I was in the cop car when they called the license plate in, they had to call state of Pennsylvania. They gave them the information, and the way it's worded in Rod's docs is that if you do that, you are now agreed to be liable, if my understanding is correct on that, because basically I outlined it. That this vehicle, first of all, it's not a vehicle. Second, it's not in the United States, okay? And third, it's private. We're not in commerce.
Okay,
so
that's all of that. Okay, that's not the, that issue is not commerce. It's the issue is that it's private. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It's private. It's marked on the side. Non-resident, private use. That's what it says.
Right. But don't worry about the United States because we'll get into that later. We'll talk about that a little later.
Okay, I'm getting ready to email him now.
You're on the right track. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. All right.
Thank you.
The, that was an interesting thing. Okay, but let's go back, Russell. If somebody wanted to get a mortgage, let's say I'm looking for a house, my wife and I want to buy a house, and the subject, we got to get a mortgage. What do you do?
Well, what is the first thing you got to do? Okay, you got to decide whether you want to get a mortgage. That's okay. If you decide that you want to get a mortgage, I have no problem with that. Now, when they start giving the paperwork and ask you a question, what is one of the first things they want you to give them?
Your Social Security number.
Okay, then my question is, why would you do that?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Okay, but there's some specific legal reasons why you can come back and ask them, why do you want to secure a Social Security number? That's a private account number under Title V. You can only ask for the number, but that you're not able to give them because you're now in violation of Title 42, Section 408A8. Thank you very
much. Right. It's a $2,000 fine, I believe.
Yes, it's Title 42, Section 408A8. That's in violation. They are not allowed to ask for that number.
Yeah. Okay. So, will they proceed further?
Well, I would ask. I said, we're going to go. If you want to secure a loan, that's fine. I would ask him. Well, what authority do they have to ask for the number? And I want it I want that sent to me by their legal attorney with their name attached to the letter, signed under penalty of perjury. That's how I get them.
Right.
They say that this is a law. If they are sure that this is law and it's mandated that if they have the Social Security, what I do, Chris, is put it in writing. I put the money where the mouth is. Put that in writing and swear under penalty of perjury. That's true. You get them every time.
Well, I guess you can do that getting a bank account, too, because they want to.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
Where they get you on, when you open a bank account, where they get you at is a signature card. Did you look closely at the signature card?
Yeah, I about crossed the whole thing out.
Yeah, that's right. Keep it. Don't get the original. Keep it.
I crossed out the U.S. citizen, the alien.
There you
and
go.
All that. And so you can't do that. And I said, I did it.
I just did. I make a copy. I get the original. You keep the original. They say, you can't do that. I did it.
Yeah.
I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm not a U.S. citizen. I was caught floating in the Easter basket like Moses down in the Nile River in Egypt. That's what would happen to me.
Yeah. Well, would they require you to do a W-8BN or whatever?
I don't sign it. I don't sign anything.
Yeah.
I don't sign anything. I said, I'm not signing that. Here's what I do, Chris. If you have a letter from the IRS and say it's certified mail, you know where it says print your name here, sign, put your signature. What do you do on those two lines?
Well, I have put my name and signature on there. What else would you do?
I don't do that. Here's what I do. If it says signature, write the word signature, S-I-G-N-A-T-U-R-E. If it says print name, I put the word P-R-I-N-T-N-A-M-E in print. That's what it is. That's what I asked for. I'm doing exactly what I was told, Chris. It's going over their head. It's very simple. If it says signature, they're making you believe that says your name. No, it didn't. It says signature.
And what does the postman do?
He looks at it. I said, what are you going to do about it? He takes it anyway. I have never had a problem.
Oh, I can't wait till I get the next article.
Yeah, he said, well, sir, that don't look like an Andy. I said, sure, the hell looks like it to me. I gave it to him.
That's interesting. I like
how to play the game, Chris. All about how to play the game.
So if somebody was going to get a mortgage, though, and they need a house, and they do that on the Social Security, is the bank going to continue wanting to give them to do the paperwork on the mortgage?
It depends. I'll just say that if you can give me legal reasons why I have to, and I'll tell you one thing, they can be beaten, Chris, and if you sign the paperwork, say if you sign the name Christopher Chapman, what would you put after your name?
Well, I would put grantor or something similar.
Well, I would put non-assumptive. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we're coming up with a break, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes. We're talking. And she shifts the gears.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back with Russell Thompson, and we had a great call tonight. In fact, some people are have emailed me and acknowledged that. And Chris, if you're, or Jeff, you're still on the call, I've emailed you the phone number to Russ. We're going to be winding down here in a few minutes, and I just want to give out some websites for information. regarding the IRS and what I did and what I went through over a 20-year span, you can go to WERUS, WERUS.us. And if you want to get on my list, you can sign up on my list, and you'll get emails updated on different things. And as I learn, like many of you, I get a lot of information, and I weave through the information when I have time. A lot of it is just old Patriot stuff. Some is good stuff. Some is old Patriot stuff, and even though it's good, it won't work. And I try to weave through and acknowledge what does work and what has possibilities. I'm connected with people such as Russell here and others that he's connected with, and we learn by our mistakes, and we learn from other people's mistakes. And that's, but we're constantly learning and doing what we need to do. The other website is wakeupamerica.biz/liberty. Take a look at the videos and see what we intend on doing in advertising all this knowledge to the people, and we need your help. And as RBN, I'm very thankful for RBN. They got a lot of great shows, a lot of great callers. I see that Jack McLam is on here, and many others that I've known. And don't keep it a secret. Tell everybody about RBN and have them go to the website. I'm grateful for them. Russell, if you had anything last thing to say, what would it be?
I think that people need to go back, and I think just start with the basics. I think it'd be a disservice to tell people to look at the Black's Law Dictionary, go out there and buy one of those. I think it's best to, if you have just a regular dictionary, look at the words and look at the words that they're using against us, and try to understand that. Determine what words mean to you. Are you a person? Are you talking about a person that they're talking about you as being a corporate person? Are you an artificial person? What type of citizen are you? What is your status? If you are, let's say that I have a problem with people that call themselves, for instance, I hope they don't take this wrong way, they call themselves African-Americans. There is no such thing. An African-American, again, is an adjective and a noun. Which one are you? Are you the adjective or the noun? Why would you go in and say you're African-American? I'm an American. That's all I say.
I'm English American.
I'm a black guy. I have a thick. That's the big butt. But I don't call myself an African American. I mean, it depends on what you feel comfortable with. I'm not going to try to enforce my will on anybody else. But it depends on the other. Need to understand where you need to go. Look at your court documents and understand the kind of paperwork that your court accepts, and start reading that. Look at your rules of civil and criminal procedures.
We're coming up in 30 seconds. Okay, well, I'd like to thank everybody for coming on. Remember, RBN is the radio show of the nation. American Liberty, thank you. The Reconstruction, thank you. And God bless America. God bless everybody here. And we will, we hope to have you on the show again in the near future. And talk to you then. Y'all have a good night. With financial.